let us quickly review Brachos Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis discussed the position one needs to be in physically when saying Kriya Shema. Beis Shammai says that if you're saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, you need to be lying down, and Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, you say sitting up. Beis Hillel, however, holds that however you want to say it, you could say it. That's what Avlach Tchavaderech means. In whatever manner that that is most comfortable or that's normal for you, you can say it. B'Shivtcha B'Veisecha, according to Beis Hillel, only has to do B'Shachchav Kamecha, rather, only has to do with the time of day that you say Shema, but not in your physical position when saying Shema. The Gemara then points out the very well-known drasha b'shivtecha b'veisecha prat la'osek b'mitzvah, that one only has to say Kriya Shema if they are not engaged in another mitzvah. But if you're doing another mitzvah, then you're pater from Kriya Shema or from any mitzvah for that matter. B'lechtecha v'derech is prat l'chassan, comes to exclude a chassan who has a tiered de mitzvah. And because not only is he tarud, unlike someone who's marrying an almana, someone who's marrying a besul is tarud, but he's also tarud with a mitzvah, unlike, let's say, someone whose boat sank at sea, where he's tarred, but it's not a tir de mitzvah. Someone who has a tir de mitzvah is exempt from Kriya Shema. And the truth is, those are all drashos that Beis Shammai uses to explain what he does with the words of Lech Tchavaderech, but Beis Hillel agrees with those drashos as well, and just says that we can also learn from Lech Tchavaderech that you can say Kriya Shema in whatever position you want. The Gemara then points out that Rabbi Shmuel says that Rabbi Shmuel, who's a Talmud from the Beis Hillel, was careful not to do like the Beis Shammai, meaning he dafka, when it was came time for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, dafka sat up, because he was afraid that there would be koveya halacha ledoros, like the Beis Shammai, if people saw that a Talmud Chacham of his stature was being makbid to lie down for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The Gemara then records three different shitos, what the status of someone who follows the opinion of the Beis Shammai is. Is it that someone who does like Beis Shammai asa, that if you do like Beis Shammai, good, so you did like Beis Shammai, that's fine? Or do we say, no, that it's not good, that it's not fine? Or do we say even stronger that if someone does like the Beis Shammai, that he's chayiv misa? Because after all, that was the story with Rabbi Tarfon. The Rabbi Tarfon put his own life in danger in trying to satisfy the shita of the Beis Shammai, and the other Tanaim criticized him and said, you deserve very well to have your life in danger for following the shita of the Beis Shammai. The Mishnah at the very bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Ralph discusses the Birchos Kriya Shema. In the morning, before Kriya Shema, we say two brachos. After Kriya Shema, one bracha. In the night, you say two before and two after. The Mishnah warns not to change the length of the bracha, Narucha Shnapi Ktsara, Ktsara Shnapi Arucha, and also not to change whether it has a chasima or not. We should conform with the nature, with the text of the bracha. On Yud Aleph and Beis, the Gemara starts to tell us what the text of the brachos are, and tells us that in the text of the Birchos Kriya Shema Shel Shachar, it's important to mention nighttime. That's why we say Yotzer Or Uvori Choshech. In the text of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, it's important to mention daytime as well. That's why we say Golel Or Mipnei Choshech V'Choshech Mipnei Or. There is a machlokas in the Gemara whether the second bracha of the Birchos Kriya Shema in the morning should be Avas Olam or Ahava Rabba. Tosus points out that we do both. We do one morning, one at night. But that is a machlokas, what the proper text is. The Gemara then also has a machlokas about Birchas HaTorah. Machlokas, what you say for the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, meaning what you say Birchas HaTorah on. Do you say Birchas HaTorah only when you learn Mikra, even when you learn Medrash, even when you learn Mishnah, or perhaps even when you learn Gemara? How do we get into the discussion of Birchas HaTorah? Because the Gemara had mentioned that Ahava Rabba can sometimes exempt you from your requirement of Birchas HaTorah, so that led us into a whole side discussion of Birchas HaTorah. The actual text of Birchas HaTorah is also a three-way machlokas. One opinion just says a typical Birchas HaMitzvah type of bracha of Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. Then a second opinion adds we should add Varevna, and a third opinion adds that we should say Asher Bacha Banu. And the Gemara says they're all such wonderful ideas, we should say all of these brachas as part of the Birchas HaTorah. Then the Gemara tells us the order of the recitations of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash right after they were woken up includes one bracha of the Birchas Kriya Shema, followed by a series of different passages. But the Gemara tries to bring possible rayos which bracha it was. Was it Yotzer Ar or was it Ava Rabba? The Gemara tries to bring a raya from the fact that we say Mikan Dein Ma'akvo Zuazu. Whichever bracha it was somehow proves that the brachos are not ma'akev each other. So the Gemara thinks that that may be a raya that it's Yotzer Or, because if it were Ava Rabba, this would be no proof. Maybe you're just planning on saying Yotzer Or once it gets a little bit lighter outside. But the Gemara rejects that proof and says, no, Mikan Shein Brachos Ma'akvo Zuazu doesn't mean that you're saying one and not the other. It means that the Seder HaBrachos are not ma'akev each other, and therefore we have no raya whether it was the bracha of Yotzer Or or the bracha of Ava Rabba that they would in fact recite in the Beis HaMikdash. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with brachos Daf Yud Beis.